801 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, the state Senate is now poised to pass a bill, maybe even today. They reconvene at 10 o'clock. That would be, frankly, not just sweeping, it would be a revolutionary package regarding police and policing. At the heart of it would be to end what's called qualified immunity for all police officers. It wouldn't be, by the way, politicians on Beacon Hill, they have qualified immunity. Members of Congress, they have qualified immunity. Firefighters, they have qualified immunity. But the police would lose what's called qualified immunity, which means if there's any misconduct or perceived misconduct, they are openly liable, fully liable to be sued in civil court. So they will be sued for millions of dollars on anything that they do if it's perceived as being somehow unjust or unfair. The police are warning it will make their jobs impossible. It will paralyze them. It will put them in a straitjacket. And many cops are actually saying, we're telling you, we're not threatening you, we're telling you, we are going to walk off the job. Because we don't want to be in the, on the hook for millions of dollars because somebody decides to sue us over a false arrest or whatever. They don't like the way we treated them when we arrested them or whatever police have to do on a daily basis. And by the way, the police engage literally in millions of interactions with the public every day. This, for the trial lawyers, would be lawsuit heaven. 617-266-6868. Let's go to Julie in North Andover. Thanks for holding, Julie, and welcome.
Hi, Jeff. Good morning.
Hi, Julie.
I just wanted to just point out a few things as a police officer. First of all, committees of other professions are overseen by other people in the same profession. Doctors overseeing doctors, lawyers overseeing lawyers, teachers overseeing teachers. It should be the same for law enforcement. If they want to have a civilian review board, it needs to have police officers there to chime in because people are not aware of our training and how we perceive things. We are shown a lot of things in the academy as far as walking up to cars and watching someone just shoot them point blank. And we're taught constantly not to be complacent, not to put our guard down. And the regular citizen does not understand what it's like to do your job at that already elevated level of worrying that at any moment things can go south. And you can't have people who have never walked in the shoes of police officers making decisions on whether or not it was right or wrong when you don't they don't have the same training that we do. So that's the first thing is they need, if they're going to have a civilian reviewer, that's fine, but they need to have police officers on that review board to give them some insight onto maybe why a police officer would react the way they do. I mean, I've been on social media talking to all sorts of people that I know, trying to open their eyes when they say something or why did the cop do this or why did the cop do that? And I'll play devil's advocate or I'll say, hey, well, this could have been going through his mind or this could have been, you know what I mean? And then they wake up and they're like, oh, I didn't think of that. Yes, because you're not trained like we are.
Julie,
you know what I mean?
Julie, I completely agree with you. And I promise I'm going to let you finish what you have to say. The point of this board, and it's in the bill, is not to have a police officer. They don't want, that's what, and when they're calling it like civilian, they mean like almost like, you know, civilian oversight of the military. Mm-hmm. That's how they mean it in this context, like civilian oversight over this dangerous police force. So it explicitly will not have law enforcement. In fact, I'm telling you, the board is going to be full of Black Lives Matter community activists. So you're going to have a target on your back the whole time with this board. But Julie, what I want to ask you is this: qualified immunity. If they end qualified immunity, what are, Julie, you as a police officer, honestly, what are you going to do?
Honestly, I don't think I can stay. I don't think I can stay. I mean, I want to stay, but it's just, put it this way. I'll give you an example, and I know you've been giving examples, but let's just say I go to a car accident. There's a car engulfed in fire, and there's someone in the car. I ripped them out of the car to save their life. But in the process of doing that, I did not know they may or may not have had a spinal injury. But I got to pull them out to save their life. Now they're paralyzed, and I get sued. That's what qualified immunity is. We're acting in good faith. A lot of people don't understand that qualified immunity is to protect good faith officers. It does not protect officers that do wrong, that violate policy. It doesn't cover those people. Those people can be charged. Those people can be fired if you violate a policy, whatever. But qualified immunity is so that it's almost like the Good Samaritan law when you give CPR, and if you do it wrong, at least you're trying type of thing. It's the same idea for police. Like, we're going to do what we can to save you. And if someone gets injured in the process because the overall picture is to save their life, we can't be sued for that. Well, you take away qualified immunity, and now I pull this person from a burning car and I paralyze them, they're going to sue me. If I leave them in the car and I don't save them, they're going to sue me.
You anticipated my next question. I would say, well, Julie, what if you say, well, hold on now. He may have a spinal injury or a pre-existing medical condition, and if he ends up paralyzed, they're going to sue me. So I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to stand back. Well, then the person dies, burns to death. Then they sue you for that, correct?
Exactly.
So you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Exactly.
And Julie is out millions of dollars, which you can't afford. You're bankrupted. You lose your house. You lose everything. And that's why Julie, you know, obviously you sound like a wonderful police officer, is trying to tell everybody, I love my job, but I'm going to take the door. I can't do my job. Julie, I want to ask you.
It's too much nerves to even, I mean, what do you do? It's in the back of your mind every second that everyone's going to be sued. I mean, think about it this way, to put it into layman's terms for people who are not police officers, okay? Everybody has different perceptions. Think about a relationship you've ever been in with someone, a significant other, family member, where you two have an argument because you two do not see things the same. It happens all the time just in regular relationships where one person has a perception of a situation and the other person doesn't. So you have two people that can't see things the same way. How could you say that civilians can see it the same way as police officers?
Oh, I agree with you. No, I completely agree with you. Julie, let me ask you then, obviously, the final question. If this passes, honestly, do you think a lot of your fellow women and men in blue, are they just going to walk off the job? Do you think they're going to leave?
A lot of people have been talking about it on where they would go. Mm-hmm. Hold on a second.
Short of 314.
Okay, sorry. Good.
Are you okay? You have to arrest somebody or?
No, I'm on duty. I was just.
No, I know. It's just kind of cool to hear the radio. Did I hear Jeff Cooner in the background? I paid that parking ticket. I swear. Julie, I'm going to let you go, obviously. But listen, I want to thank you very much. And I want to thank you for your service. The overwhelming majority of the people of Massachusetts stand with you and the police. Please hold your head up high, stay safe, and don't be a stranger. Call again. God bless you, Julie. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, let's go to Steve in the truck. Thanks for holding, Steve, and welcome.
Thank you, Jeff. Jeff, I don't understand this. They want the police to do their job, but then they want to sue them. Now, my nephew's a police officer, and God bless Julie. I hope she is safe. I hope that, you know, they don't do this for people like her. She sounds like a marvelous police officer. My nephew is one of them people that wanted to be a police officer all his life. But let me tell you something right now, and I'll say it on the radio, Jeff, and I'm not ashamed to say it. If anything ever happened to him, I will go nuts. I will go nuts. If it was a Black Lives Matter and it was people that were just I will go nuts. I they'll have to lock me up and put me away because he's the type of person that gives everybody a fair break. He's not a racist. He's not a bigot. He's let people off on multiple where he could have gave them multiple tickets. And he just, as long as they didn't, he says, as long as they show respect and yes, sir, he said, I don't even bother. I won't even bother. I'll give him a warning. He said 90% of the times he gives out warnings. And he's a great guy. So for all these people who want to abolish the police department, are we going to become like Roxbury, Dorchester, Mattapan, where people shoot each other and then nobody gives a damn until it's, you know, if Black Lives Matter, why don't all those kids that were killed in the last 3 weeks, why don't their lives matter? Why doesn't that little
Steve, you're dead on. I'm up against it, but Steve, really good point. 617-266-6868. Your calls next. /819 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, I want to get to the blazing phone lines, I promise. However, we have a lot of contacts, obviously, with local law enforcement across this state. They have now sent me what they are asking all police officers to do, to contact state senators, state legislators about this bill that would end qualified immunity, this so-called police reform review. It is a 71-page bill. And to me, honestly, the first three lines almost say it all. They're asking all police officers to call their local state senator or their state legislator and ask them to do three basic things. I'm quoting now from what they're sending off. One, read the bill. Two, ask how their own police departments are performing presently. Meaning, is there even any need for this? And three, at a minimum, hold a public hearing on the bill. The last public hearing they had on this bill was in November, way before the death of George Floyd and these protests and Black Lives Matter. So they want to ram it through almost in the dead of night with no public consultation or hearing because it's so radical, so extreme, so outrageous that they know if the public was able to weigh in, they would eviscerate it. Now, what it also mentions is here's a little bit more of what's in the bill, okay? And I'm just going to go very quickly. So it's a massive bill. It's a monstrosity. It's 71 pages. Quote, this is exactly what they're telling police officers, what's in the bill and what they need to say when they call their state legislator. It changes dozens of laws, dozens, creates and funds many new agencies and commissions. It will eliminate collective bargaining rights for all police officers. It removes the rights of police to monitor gang activity in schools. So your school, God forbid, if there's any gangs or gang activity, the police can no longer monitor and follow them or investigate them. By the way, the bill also urges that no police officers are allowed to be at schools. So if there's a school shooting, God forbid, there won't be a police officer there to protect your kid. That's in the bill. It goes on. As we've been talking about, exposes police officers and their families to personal liability, even when acting in good faith. In other words, it's going to open the floodgates for massive frivolous lawsuits against any officer out there. And it's going to put the lives of police officers in danger unnecessarily. Now, here's what I was talking about with Julie. It creates the board. It's called a police licensing board, this commission, this board, that is staffed by organizations who sue our communities and advocate for the elimination of police services. In other words, the board that's going to be overseeing the police is going to be full of Black Lives Matter and ACLU activists. You want to talk about putting a target on the back of every police officer. That's what this bill is going to do. Now, I'm telling you, the design of this bill, the purpose and intent of this bill is to effectively abolish the police. But you don't do it by saying we're abolishing the police. You just make their lives so miserable, so unmanageable, so impossible, you're just forcing them to leave. And this way, they get what they want. Defund the police and abolish the police. 617-266-6868 is the number. You can also text us, WRKO, whatever your message is. Text line is 70470-7470. This is from, you can also email me, this is from Felicia. Jeff, this bill makes me sick. Can we put together a bill to get a committee together to end the immunity for Baker and all state legislators on Beacon Hill if without their input? You know what? I love the idea. No. You didn't want to give us, the public, an input? You shouldn't get an input now whether we're going to remove your qualified immunity. Please have listeners call and voice their opinions since we couldn't even vote or have an input on this. She goes on to say that people are afraid to speak up now. They timed it perfectly because of all of this Black Lives Matter. I can't say the word. All of this Black Lives Matter garbage that's going on. She also makes the point that $13 million has been raised for George Floyd. That poor little girl in Atlanta, the 8-year-old that was killed by Black Lives Matter activists, almost nothing. Nothing. It's disgusting. This is from Larry. Larry makes the point, Jeff, New York City cop retirement notifications are up 400%. So in New York City, the cops are already walking off the job, except at de Blasio's mansion, where cops are protecting it 24/7. We'll see en masse retirement here as well. This has been planned for years. George Floyd was the excuse. Oh, and shootings in New York City are up 368% since this started. Stay safe, my friend. No, Larry, you stay safe. Now, if they get rid of the police, people are texting in saying, but Jeff, who's going to give the protection to Baker and the Leo and all these state legislators? They'll do what they did in Minneapolis. They'll use our taxpayer dollars to hire private security firms to protect them. In other words, security for me, but not for thee. This bill must go down. Agree, disagree, your calls next. .832 here on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868. Brittany just made a very good point to me off air, saying, you know, Baker himself has got a 24/7 police detail. He's got an armed police officer in front of his mansion in Swampscott protecting him at all times. Is that guy going to give up his qualified immunity, that police officer? And what's Baker going to do? I said, Brittany, they'll do what they did in Minneapolis. Use taxpayer money to hire private security. He's not going to give up his protection. We'll lose ours, but they'll never give up theirs. 617-266-6868. Judy in Boston. Thanks for holding, Judy, and welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Hi. I think this is even more horrendous than what you've been discussing, because we know that Black Lives Matter is an arm of the Democratic Party. And if you recall, Obama wanted a civilian national security force who would be just as strong and well-funded as the military and also use technology. And in the Obama administration, he was using technology to go after people who disagreed with him, using the IRS, the FBI, and they're still going after Trump. And this is exactly what Hitler did in Germany to take over Germany, and the Soviet Union did. So I think this is a march more towards communism, socialism, whatever you want to call it. And it's going to make things harder to get out of it if this is not stopped, because it may be here in Massachusetts, but eventually, guess what? They're going to have to answer to the federal government probably, and this is how they're going to probably try to take over more. That's how I see it.
Judy, when I was teaching history at McGill University, when I was a professor at what was called the Harvard of the North, I would always make the point to my students that when the Nazis seized power in Germany or the fascists in Italy under Mussolini, their goal was eventually to abolish the police. Lenin did the same thing in Russia, but I'm just going to stick now with Hitler and Mussolini. And the goal was to demoralize the police, to disparage the police, to attack the police, to undercut, undermine, underfund the police, and then eventually to get rid of the police. And they replaced them with what Hitler had, his brown shirts, basically his paramilitary thugs. In Italy, they were called the black shirts. What Black Lives Matter is now, and what Antifa is now, are the modern day brown shirts and black shirts of the Democratic Party.
Absolutely.
So you can see the end game. You essentially abolish the police, or you paralyze the police. You neuter the police, that they're now so ineffective. And then what takes over? It's like Seattle. I go up, you know, look what happened in Chaz or CHOP, whatever they called it. It's the paramilitaries then that take over. That's what they want. That's why Black Lives Matter is out on the streets. That's why they don't stop protesting, looting, rioting, burning. And notice, Baker never criticizes or condemns the rioting or the burning or the looting. Neither does Walsh or Cuomo or de Blasio or Newsom or Biden or Elizabeth Warren or Bernie, because they know exactly what they're doing. They're creating Obama's socialist army, his civilian police force that was going to replace and challenge the military and the official police. They've been planning this revolution for years, and now they're making their move.
I feel we should have a big gathering, pushback, organized. I mean, the people like-minded like us should all band together and have the biggest pushback, because that's the only way I think you can stop it. It can't be just one or two people. That, you know, we've really got to organize huge.
I'm with you, Judy. We've got to start sounding the alarm bell. We really do. Judy, thank you very much for that call. 617-266-6868 is the number. Clarence in the truck. Thanks for holding, Clarence, and welcome.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, first time caller.
Welcome, Clarence. Welcome.
Listen, let people remember that movie Demolition Man, where they had their utopia, and it only took one criminal to bring it down, and they had to bring back a real cop, because the cops in the future didn't know how to wipe because they didn't have toilet paper.
So you're basically saying now it's life imitating art, huh, Clarence?
Pretty close there, yep. They had their imitation there. And, you know, the police in the state need to be go sitting on top of the stairs over at the State House today. That way everybody will get the point.
Clarence, I'm with you, and thank you very much for that call. Look, I'm urging every single law enforcement officer, you got to speak out now. Look, Cooner Country, we're going to do our job. We're going to call. We're going to burn down their phone lines. We're going to melt them down. But you got to speak out. Every single, look, you got to speak out. I mean, if not now, when? If not you, who? So, and if, God forbid, this does pass the Senate and it does pass the State House, it's going to pass the State Senate. And they got the votes in the State House. Now, the question is, will Baker sign it? Again, I ask you, when has he ever opposed Black Lives Matter? All he does is take a knee and kneel in front of Black Lives Matter. That's all he does. So, of course, he's going to sign it. If we hold a rally, I need the police to be there on our side. I need you. I need you. That's the only way we can get our message to the entire state of how dangerous, extreme, and radical this bill is. You cannot be neutral in this. You can't be an impartial referee or stand on the sidelines. This time, it's your neck in the noose. 617-266-6868. And when it's your neck in the noose, it's ultimately all our necks in the noose. Because the criminals and the anarchists and the thugs will be running the streets. Like in Seattle, Let's go. And increasingly, by the way, like in New York and in Chicago. Let's go to Jeremy in Worcester. Thanks for holding, Jeremy, and welcome. Hello, Jeremy. Did we lose Jeremy? Okay, let's go to, who do you want to go to next? Mark in Waltham. Thanks for holding, Mark, and welcome.
Morning, Jeff.
Hi.
Hey, I'm a trucker, and already, millions of truckers are refusing to go to New York City, Seattle, pretty soon L.A. Boston's going to be added to that list. I guarantee they pass this. We're not going in there. There's no damn way. So that's going to create a lack of food, a lack of supplies, which is going to just add more chaos. And this is what the left wants and stuff and everything. They want, you know, more chaos. You know, and the thing is, who's going to build a building there? Or where are they going to get their tax money from when everybody leaves and the place becomes a Detroit? We've got to nip this in the bud now. We all have to. I mean, we really got to, nationwide, we have to stop this. And if it means, you know, getting out in the streets and missing a day of work, so be it. But we really need a nationwide movement to get these idiots and knock them down. And that's all I got to say.
Oh,
and
Mark, you're dead on. Mark, I want to ask you something, because you talked about truckers not going to certain cities. I read the stats in the last segment. 400% retirements of police officers have gone up. 400%. You now have, what is it, hundreds of cops now walking off the job. Shootings, homicides, soaring. New York City's becoming the Wild West under de Blasio. Is New York on that list where many truckers aren't just going to go anymore because it's too dangerous?
Oh, yeah. It's already happening in New York. New York's getting bad. New York's getting real bad down there and stuff. And I'll tell you another thing. We're all armed. I mean, you know, you're a fool if you're out here and you're not armed.
So you're saying the truckers, you guys are, you see it, you're arming yourselves.
We have to protect ourselves. Nobody else. The cops' hands are tied now. They can't do anything at all because of the politicians. Nobody's standing behind these guys. The public has to step up and stand behind the police.
Amen. Mark, please call again. I'm with you, my friend. 617-266-6868. More with your calls next.
This bill does everything and goes further, requiring de-escalation tactics before using physical force and limiting any force that was proportionate to the situation, prohibiting the use of certain tactics that have no place in civilian police force, including chokeholds, and imposing independent oversight and investigation of complaints.
847 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer. That was Senate President Karen Spilka, Uber Moonbat. She is spearheading this bill along with State Senator Sonia Chang Diaz. Diaz, last name is D-I-A-Z, pronounced Diaz. They are spearheading this bill on the Senate floor. They're going to reconvene today. They have the votes. They have overwhelming votes now to pass it. It will end qualified immunity for all police officers. If that happens and it's passed with the state house, it goes through the state legislature and they're fast tracking it. It appears that Baker will sign it. And then, my friends, we are going to have a major crisis with the police. Brittany, here's some more Karen Spilka. Roll it. Diaz. This is Diaz? Okay, we got Diaz. Listen to State Senator Sonia Chang Diaz. Roll it.
The bill requires all police officers to be to receive training on the history of slavery, lynching, and institutionalized racism. And we also create a permanent commission on the status of African Americans to make recommendations to the legislature and the executive branch on a standing basis to do with promoting solutions that address the impact of discrimination on African Americans in the Commonwealth.
What the hell does learning about slavery and lynchings have to do with being a police officer? You see what I mean when I'm saying Black Lives Matter practically wrote the bill? I mean, the only thing, no, I'm serious. The only thing is, and also America sucks. And frankly, white people are evil. So we're going to be teaching the cops, America sucks, white people are evil, and George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Lincoln, down with their statues. This is indoctrination. This is political freaking propaganda. And this is part of your bill? I told you, it's a 71-page monstrosity. Now, again, outside of trying to instill guilt in police officers and run down our country, what good is this? What does this have to do with cleaning up the streets of Boston or Dorchester or Mattapan or Roxbury? What does this have to do with fighting crime, the opiate crisis? There are so many problems in this state. But you're more concerned about slavery and freaking lynchings and brainwashing and indoctrinating cops? This is what I'm talking about. It's an insane bill. It's insane. Now, let me tell you what's going on. No, really, honestly, like I'm in the confessional. Here's what's going on. What's going on is America is becoming a massive college campus. That's what this really is. This is the radical campus left. This is the nutcases in academia, really, the Marxists, the communists, the socialists, the anarchists, the radical anti-American leftists in campus. But now all of America has been turned into a giant campus. Let's abolish the police. I don't believe police are the source of all evil. And if we just got rid of them, we would have a utopia. It would end the racial inequality and systemic racism. Where's my $350,000? I'm a phony Indian. But really, that's what's happening. So the insanity that you used to read about on college campuses, they've indoctrinated now so many students and frankly, the government schools. They're not public schools. They're government schools. You've got now 30 years of consistent indoctrination combined with the colleges and universities with their left-wing radical Marxist professors. And that's Black Lives Matter. Those are the young people on the streets. That's Antifa. Those are the activists. Those are the protesters. And those are the idiots now writing this bill. And this is Marxist theory, social engineering in the classroom. And now they're going to, and we're the guinea pigs, and they're going to apply it to society. And my notice, and the indoctrination is even in this bill. So it's not enough you're going to allow everybody to sue the pants out of every cop, but now they got to go through these films and lectures and sensitivity training and, oh, this country is built on slavery, genocide, the mistreatment of indigenous people. You suck as human beings, okay? You cops suck. This country sucks. You're all evil. I'd shoot all of you if I could. But, you know, what the hell? So just finish the course. Okay? America bad, America evil. Remember that. White people bad, white people evil. Remember that. That's how you get through this course. That's how you get certified. That's, you're going to have to go through that to get certification as a police officer. I'm not kidding. This bill needs to be defeated. This bill, it needs to... This thing needs to go down in flames, and if they pass it, I am telling you, we are going to rue the day. To the police, where are you? It's now time for you to speak up. 617-266-6868, Norman in Brookline. Thanks for holding, Norman, and welcome.
Thanks, Jeff. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome. Welcome, Norman.
Thank you. Thank you. This is just, you know, power unchecked. This legislature has not been held accountable for a long time. And, you know, there's going to be an awakening, you know, whether we have these protests. I mean, I definitely participate in them. But to me, the biggest thing that could happen with this would be us putting this on the ballot and to see this thing go down in flames. I mean, I don't care if you're a liberal, a conservative, Republican, a Democrat, it doesn't matter. Without law, there's no society. And, you know, I'm just watching a police officer here helping out somebody that got robbed at a store here, you know, dealing with this woman with compassion. But whoever robbed him might have had a weapon. And what would he do if, you know, he had to make a life and death situation here if the guy pulled out a weapon? They need the protection. They need it to come from us. They do the job that, you know, we don't want to do.
Look, you're dead on. I mean, Norman, look, you I think you really hit the nail on the head, and thank you for that call. The police have one of the hardest, most difficult jobs in society, anywhere, not just here in the United States, really anywhere. And there is no, I'm telling you as an historian, and again, I'm throwing down the gauntlet. I'm issuing a challenge to the entire left, to the entire Democratic Party, to the entire fake news Democratic media complex in this state, to any Democratic legislature, to any liberal listening. Show me one civilized, organized society that does not have police. One. Just one. I'm not talking savages. I'm not talking hellholes like Somalia. That's my point. Every civilized, organized society in the history of the world, since humanity's been on this planet, has had police. You abolish the police, you paralyze the police, you neutralize the police, as this bill does, you get anarchy. What you get is a state of nature. It is ugly, it is primitive, it is evil, and evil begins to rise. Like in Somalia, like in Ethiopia, like in places, like Guatemala, when there's a breakdown of law and order. That's what you get, man. You know, Guatemala is essentially run by MS-13. I mean, it's a fact. Mexico is essentially run by the Mexican drug cartels. It's a freaking bloodbath in Mexico. So you're going to push this here in the United States? Now, look, I have to say this to my to the people in blue. You know I champion Blue Lives Matter. I am Blue Lives Matter all the way, baby. On this one, I need you. Cooner country, I know I'm speaking for Cooner country. I know I don't want to seem to be presumptuous, but I think on this one, I feel very safe. We've got your back. But I can't go up with a major rally and have the kind of impact that I need to have that will shake the very foundations of this state if I don't have police officers standing with me. It's on this issue, you have to stand up and turn your back on the Democrats in the state house and in the state senate, and Baker, if he, God forbid, should sign this bill. You've got to speak up. You've got to. You can't just say, well, we're neutral, we're going to be on the sidelines, we're the police. This affects you and it affects all of us directly. This cannot stand. It can't. 617, I need you on this one. 617-266. In other words, help me help you. 617. Or help me help you help us. 617-266-6868. Jeremy in Worcester. Thanks for holding, Jeremy, and welcome.
Hey, Jeff. Happy Friday. How you doing?
Good, Jeremy. How are you?
Hey, yeah. So good. So I got a couple points. I just wanted to say that nothing could be more systemically racist, and I'm putting that in air quotes as heavy as I can, but nothing would be more systemically racist than getting rid of the police. Baltimore, New York City, Oakland, Detroit, St. Louis. Jeff, if I was a big, scary racist and I wanted to see black people die, wouldn't I want to remove the police from these locations? Black people are being shot and dying in these cities at a rate you can measure by the minute. And we're trying to fix that by removing the cops?
Jeremy, drop the mic. Drop the mic. Thank you for that call. Look, the people that are ironically going to suffer the most, that's the irony of all ironies, because they're saying they're doing it in the name of Black Lives Matter or whatever, against racism or for people of color or minority communities. It's going to be minority neighborhoods. It's going to be poor people. It's going to be those of low income. It's going to hurt African Americans and Latinos disproportionately the most. They're the ones who frankly need the police the most because of the crime in those neighborhoods. So not only is it dangerous, not only will it unleash anarchy, but it's going to damage and kill and hurt the people it purportedly seeks to help. More with your calls. I'm back in 60 seconds.